T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Day two of testimony on the hush money trial of former President Donald Trump, and we begin today with a hearing about Trump's comments on Truth Social. Prosecutors asking the judge, are you going to do anything about his talk? That is, he's violating the gag order, they say, which bars attacks on witnesses, jurors, and everybody else, as if he's daring the judge to sanction him. Prosecutors cited 10 posts on Trump's account last night, which they called, quote, deliberate flouting. And they want the judge to fine him. And folks, this was before testimony even started today. Mark Remillard for us at the Manhattan Criminal Courthouse.
The judge overseeing former President Trump's New York hush money case not issuing a ruling yet on whether he'll hold Trump in contempt for allegedly violating a gag order. Prosecutors pointing to several social media posts they say violated the order, while Trump's defense argued the posts are political speech. The judge, though, appeared unmoved.
The judge telling Trump's defense attorney Todd Blanche, you're losing all credibility with the court, as Blanche struggled to explain some of the social media posts. Prosecutors said Trump posted 10 times, and they said those posts posed a very real threat to the integrity of judicial proceedings. They disparaged Cohen and Daniels, who prosecutors said Trump could reasonably believe would be testifying at trial.
ABC's Aaron Katursky, the judge wrapping up the hearing, stating the defense hasn't given him much to, quote, hang my hat on.
Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, which could land him 4 years in prison. Prosecutors say he paid to stifle negative information about himself, depriving voters from having it before casting their ballot ahead of the 2016 presidential elections. Turning now to those pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses, and a plywood wall now blocks the entrance of NYU's Gould Plaza after police busted several protesters on Monday. They had 130 people hauled off last night, and today security remains pretty tight. Marla Diamond live for us this afternoon on the campus of NYU. Marla, what's the story now?
And Larry, we are in nearby Washington Square Park, where students and faculty, they walked out of the classroom today for a protest here, a pro-Palestinian protest, but also a protest against the police action last night. It was peaceful. There is a rather large gathering. They are starting to disperse. Some of them are starting to disperse. Some of them are staying in the central part of Washington Square Park. And although it has been peaceful, they have asked the members of the media to stand back, and they asked protesters not to speak with the media. So many of them are refusing to talk. But we did talk to one staff member who said that the school is making things difficult for students by putting up that plywood. It's making it difficult for them to get to class. And he said that the police have no business being on a private university campus. However, the university did call the NYPD in because they said that people were trespassing and there were anti-Semitic statements being made toward people. So they took that tent city down, and now they have the plywood up on that plaza.
And Marla, our thanks to you for that. But now, folks, the other shoe. We've been hearing a lot of talk from even the mayor saying the kids on these campuses are generally peaceful. But he says you've got outside folk who are coming in, getting everybody all riled up. And before you know it, boom, we got a big deal. And 1010 Winds and all the other media is there. So His Honor says we're coming for these outside troublemakers.
We're going to use intel the best we can. We're going to tell universities to use their security personnel to make sure that people who don't attend their schools are not coming on their campus. We're going to be as informative as we possibly will without crossing the line.
Mayor says you can tell from the kinds of things that are going on at these protests that these aren't regular folk doing this.
The number of bottles that were thrown, chairs thrown at them, People who peacefully protest for an issue, they're not throwing bottles and chairs. And so we know that we have acknowledged and saw across the country, there are people who come, have nothing to do with the issue, and they want to aggravate.
And that clash at NYU comes days after police arrested more than 100 demonstrators on the campus of Columbia, where a lot of students are still studying remote today to avoid trouble. Stay with 1010 Winds for any new developments. A guy in the mailroom who worked in the city law department is on the hook for allegedly depositing $600,000 into his bank account. What's wrong with that? Prosecutors say it wasn't his money. 27-year-old Brandon Santano, pleaded guilty to a charge of conspiracy to commit bank fraud. Prosecutors say from June 2021 until at least May of last year, Santano was making out like a bandit, allegedly stealing checks which were mailed to the law department. They say he was passing the checks on to other people who deposited them or attempted to deposit forged or altered versions of those checks. So he made off with about 40 checks. I guess he figured nobody would notice $600,000 missing. Court papers don't say anything about what becomes of the other people who were allegedly cashing the checks for him. Santanu is supposed to get sentenced on September 4th, it says here. Well, a Brooklyn man has been sentenced to up to 8 years in prison after pleading guilty to charges that he broke into a restaurant and stole $100,000 from a safe. Prosecutors say 34-year-old Louis Mercado forced his way into Gargulo's restaurant. Gargulo's? I think I'm saying it right. This is in Coney Island back in 2022. Stole the cash out of a safe in a back office. He was arrested about a month after the crime, but authorities say he failed to make a court appearance, didn't show up, and then was rearrested a few months later for allegedly burglarizing a nightclub on the Lower East. Goodness, Rudy, you're busy. Mercado pleaded guilty to grand larceny and bail jumping last month. Well, when you're in the market for a car, a used car, you know the mileage matters. Higher mileage, lower price. That's usually how it works. Well, two Long Island women are facing charges today for allegedly rolling back the mileage. This is on the odometers of vehicles they sold, so customers would pay higher prices than what they're worth. Some of the cars actually had over 200,000 miles documented. Ashley Duff, president of ABB, that's AB Auto World, Inc., and a saleswoman, Ginger Sipes, were both charged with scheme to defraud and conspiracy. Prosecutors say more than a dozen victims came forward. Well, the weather's warming up, and you know what that means. Pickleball season right around the corner. And thanks to a new partnership with Woolman Rink in Central Park, the sport is officially here to stay.
Up to eight players will be allowed on 14 courts at the rink for $10 during off-peak times and $12.50 during peak hours. The sport of pickleball for four women I ran into at Hudson River Park has meant a lot more than just getting on a court and hitting a ball around.
That so many people were doing it and was looking to kind of be a little more social.
Stephanie Soror met Jeannie Height, Sheila Phelan, and Janet Cohen during lessons at the 92nd Street Y.
We had a teacher who was excellent, and we continued the next semester, and we became friends.
For a six-hour portion of the day, the Woolman Rink will offer community play at just $5 a person.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.